Okay.
Welcome to the KITP. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the KITP. I'm Lars Biltzen, the director here, and I just want to briefly introduce Boris Schramm, who will introduce the speaker. Before I do that, however, I just want to say a few words about the Institute. So we're a facility funded by the National Science Foundation to do programs across all of physics. In the last 10 years, we have grown our effort in theoretical biology and quantitative biology. That's leading to one or two programs out of the 10 we do per year, bringing people from all of biology and physics here to the Institute. And as many of you know, the way in which we choose our public lecturers is we tap into the talent that's already in the building. After some serious vetting process, we decide who we'd be willing to invite at the whopping rate of a free dinner at the beachside.
Yeah. It was good. It was really good.
It was good. That's right. I just want to say we're continuing to do this. We have hopefully four or five public lectures per year. And then also we have other events for those of you who sign up to be part of the Friends. We have Chalk Talks, which are smaller venue, typically 50 or 60 people. And we do that in the auditorium. And also more time for interaction at those Chalk Talks. And the next one is August 14th. So I'd encourage you, if you're interested in participating even more than these sort of open public lectures, please sign up with the Friends at the front desk. And otherwise, the only thing I want to do next is introduce Boris Schramm. We have five permanent members here at the Institute. They're all faculty in physics, and they cover all of physics. And Boris Schramm came here to really grow theoretical biology at the KITP. And so it's my pleasure to introduce Boris and let him introduce the speaker. Thank you, Boris.
It's really a great pleasure for me to introduce Eric Wischaus. And Eric, of course, is a living legend in biology. So his work on fly development basically uncovered fundamental mechanisms that govern the spatial organization, the formation of the spatial organization, not only of fruit flies, but of all of us. And for that work, he was awarded a Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine in 1995. And so the thing about Eric, it's virtually impossible to dislodge him from his lab and get him to part with his microscope. So to actually get him to come to KITP and hang out with us here for a whole week, we basically had to start a lab course and provide a microscope that he can at least spend a couple hours a day with. And yesterday I had this amazing experience of tagging along with Eric and actually looking in the microscope and seeing what he sees in the microscope, or at least trying to see. I think many of the students had the same experience. So, some of you are probably wondering why you are at the Institute of Theoretical Physics and you're going to hear a lecture basically about biology. And the thing is that we here really believe that unity is the key to strength in science. So in physics, we really strive to preserve the unity of physics as a science in the face of the pressure to specialize, which drives apart all the subdisciplines. And more broadly, we try to pursue all interdisciplinary connections of physics and particular connection with biology. So the thing is that the embryo actually doesn't know about disciplines, doesn't know about academic departments. So a geneticist will look at the embryo and see the influence of genes. The chemist will look at the embryo and see nifty chemistry and enzymatic processes. And the physicist will look at the embryo and see flows and mechanics of morphogenetic processes. And I think in Eric's talk today, we'll see genetics and physics talking to each other.
Okay.